This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Milky Monday.
Lucas Fees, Senior Dairy Analyst with Rabobank in Chicago. Lucas, give us Rabobank's view of the U.S. dairy market. The week before last, we had butter at twice the price of cheese. That's not the case now, but what lies ahead?
Certainly, Lee, these markets seem to be exceedingly volatile here as we move quickly or well into the fourth quarter here and are quickly anticipating the holidays, which of course drives some significant demand for cheese and butter. You mentioned it. I think all eyes remain on butter over the past few weeks. It's astounding run to, yet again, record high prices. We continue to watch that market and see where exactly that will land here in the near term. Eventually, I think that, you know, some end users are still being forced to buy up at these expensive prices, but all eyes are on this market closely to see how fast we might eventually fall.
Tuesday.
The world is still pretty chaotic. You know, now we're dealing with sort of outright war in the Middle East. And so what that means, and we don't think it means a whole lot for food markets, but you know, the proximity to some major ports and shipping channels, you know, that along with what is increasing the volley of rockets between Russia and Ukraine still is keeping everyone on edge. Again, these don't seem to be having an impact on raw materials today, but, you know, this is the most chaotic period in the world of commodities and in the world for the last several decades at least. So that's probably not going away anytime soon. And we're still of the mindset that, you know, without, you know, being bullish or bearish, we know that volatility is going to stay in place, we think, probably for the next several years. And so that is as demand, fragility battles against, you know, chaotic climate patterns. You know, can we build stocks again in 2024? Can we build stocks in certain products in 2023? And those questions, I think, will be unanswered until you get into harvest in each specific year. And so that's what's unique about this time period relative to the last decade or so.
Wednesday.
Dr. Sheila McGurk's the five C's to have really good, high quality, healthy calves. So those five C's are colostrum, calories, comfort, cleanliness, and then consistency. Colostrum is definitely the foundation of a healthy calf. It really is liquid gold because this colostrum meal is going to be the most important meal of the calf's entire life. So consistency, of course, for those calves, for minimizing clostridia, that's one of the biggest takeaways that I want you to walk away from today. Not vaccinating, but keeping everything consistent and really focusing on tightening up your calf feeding protocols. You know, in regards to the five C's, I cannot tell clients enough how important cleanliness is. For everything that calf touches, we can drastically increase that calf health.
That's Dr. Vicki Lauer, professional services veterinarian with Armor Animal Health.
Thursday.
Our producer spotlight is with Michigan dairy farmer Chuck Weitz, and Chuck is here to share his feedback on what needs to change with the National Dairy Checkoff Program.
We talk about this all the time with the people in my circle, whether they're on NDPO or not. A lot of what that checkoff dollars are going towards in dairy right now is nothing to do with the original purpose of the checkoff, which was to promote fluid milk. And the powers that be are taking the milk and really promoting manufactured products over the intended purpose of the checkoff. And that's where the farmer should be concerned and should voice their opinion.
Friday.
Let's look at fall feeding and economic outlook for the dairy farm. Changes continue to occur in the fall of 2023 with harvest underway and looking at quality of forages, and of course, milk prices continue to vacillate around. Bill, there's some good news here. Feed prices are coming down, especially if you're a buyer of corn right now here in the Midwest. Corn $4.63 a bushel. Soybean meals at $13.31 a bushel. So that's about down a bit for where it was about a year ago. So, Bill, our take-home messages are that, number one, we expect to see potentially some milk recovery, but it looks like in 2024, around $18 for 3.5 fat-corrected milk. Feed prices are lower, but that could change depending on how these combines and choppers come out of the fields here today. Monitor with the values of byproduct feeds. Be sure you have enough forages on hand. And don't give up any milk, because we know 1 pound of dry matter here in the Midwest will cost you around 14 or 15 cents per pound of dry matter. That should give us 2 pounds of milk, and that profitability, that margin, could be 36 to 44 cents per pound per day.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to dairyradio.com.
Dairy Rewind.